News release: Ontario Provincial Police, Springwater Township, Town of Wasaga Beach, members of the Huronia West OPP, Ontario Provincial Police, responded to three collisions involving impaired drivers over a span of 10 hours, starting on January 4, 2022. At 6:44 p.m., police were called to a collision on Sunnydale Road near George Johnson Road in Springwater. On arrival, police observed a motor vehicle that has collided with a pole, and immediately entered into an impaired driving investigation. The driver was arrested at the scene, and transported to hospital. This investigation is continuing. At 7:07 p.m., police were called to Highway 400 and Horseshoe Valley Road in Springwater for another collision, this one involving a wrong-way driver. This vehicle struck another head-on. Police entered into an impaired driving investigation once again. The driver of the wrong-way vehicle was also arrested and was transported to hospital with serious injuries. This investigation is also continuing. At 4:49 a.m., January 5, 2022, police were called for a third collision, this time on River Road West in Wasaga Beach. This was another single motor vehicle collision, also causing police to enter into another impaired driving investigation. The driver in this matter was also arrested. As a result of this collision, Charlia LaRoque, 24 years old of Wasaga Beach, has been charged with operation while impaired, alcohol and drugs, operation while impaired, blood alcohol concentration 80+. LaRoque's driver's license was suspended for 90 days and the vehicle was impounded for 7 days. LaRoque is scheduled to appear in the Ontario Court of Justice in Collingwood on 8 February 2022. Ontario citizens are reminded to do their part by never driving after consuming alcohol or drugs and never letting anyone else drive if you know or suspect that they have consumed either. OPP want to remind everyone that impaired driving is not just a holiday issue. If you suspect someone is driving, or going to drive, while impaired by drugs or alcohol, contact the police immediately by calling 911.